Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Well, here we are in your Earth summer, where the days have gotten long. Now they've gotten longer still. They keep getting longer. That bit of ancient machinery you discovered down by the quarry and activated like a ding-dong is clearly slowing down the planet's rotation. Please believe me when I say you have got to stop hitting the shiniest button on whatever giant rusty thing you happen upon. I've dealt with situations like this before, so while I clean up another of your goofs, you sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, currently in Cadaver Falls in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Aw, yeah, baby. Arnie, I just saw the craziest thing over at the Bloated Rabbit.
Oh, that's right. We're still parked across the street. Wait, you're going across the street to the Animal Tavern, the Bloated Rabbit?
Yeah, it's two for one drinks.
Oh, okay. It's just that this is our tavern here.
This is your tavern.
This is my tavern.
Okay.
I'm the one that owns this cursed tavern. I guess it just feels like you're not supporting me if you're going to the tavern across the road.
Oh, well, here you charge me double. Could I get regular price drinks if I stay here?
Oh, I can't really do that. I'm so sorry. If I do that for you, I have to do that for all my friends.
Gotcha. Okay. This is tough. What if I go there, but I don't drink, I just eat, and then I only drink here?
Okay, I'm having a hard time pushing the food here. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the food is actually more of a betrayal than the drinks thing. Because we make our money on the drinks, really. Like the drinks.
Can we cut all of this out and hear the amazing thing that Chunt saw?
Okay, yeah, fair. We can argue about this.
Oh, I completely forgot about that. Because I was going to say, Arnie.
That reminds me, I have written down to remind myself, argue about this bullshit between episodes. So, I'm sorry. What is this amazing thing you saw?
The amazing thing I saw is, Arnie, your bar menu consists of live turkey, sure, warm, yeah, whatever that is. It's just basically a temperature and a reassurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then pub burger, ? Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, you said you're having trouble pushing the food. I'm just saying, I'm looking at this menu and it fucking sucks. So across the street at the Bloated Rabbit, Arnie, I saw a seal and a camel get into a fist fight like I've never seen.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It was unbelievable. So it seems like
neither one of them has fists.
Yeah. But I think you know what I mean.
Like a fin fight or a hoof fight?
Well, it was half a fin fight, half a hoof fight. Cut right to the middle and say fist fight. But it was unbelievable. I guess the animal war started in terms of seals are from the sea.
Yeah.
But they're also mammals. They spend time, I guess, lounging on rocks and stuff. So I guess they're fighting for sea, and camels, I assume, are land. But they also store water and their fat. So not that that's anything, but it was insane.
So are you? There's no worry of factions breaking up based on where people store their water.
That I don't know. It did seem like the camel was pulling its punches, and it seemed like the seal's bites weren't into it. But
okay.
It's hard to tell, Arnie. It's hard. It's the fugue of war.
Yeah. Yeah, the animal war. God, there's just so much going. I keep getting distracted, and like, there's the animal war that we got to worry about, but also we're trying to build alliances against these wizards. I am just not having any luck getting anyone to align with us in this wizard war.
Well, Arnie, I have good news on that front, because we must seek out regents who would be willing to grant us a great boon and side with us against the wizards as they begin to amass land and power. And in that front, I believe we can reach back into your world and make contact with the Burger King.
You sort that doesn't help us. Also, we haven't talked about it in a few weeks, but the Burger King on Earth in Chicago, it closed. It's been demolished.
What? Yeah. The Burger King is flame embroiled in controversy?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's right.
Chicken fries are not back. They're gone.
What? No, they're back. Arnie, say they're back, please. No. Chicken fries, they're back, right?
No, I recall this now. You mentioned something about a crafty beaver.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we are now getting our internet signal from the crafty beaver, which is close to the Burger King.
Huh.
I don't know why I'm not saying it every episode, because it's very fun to say crafty beaver.
Why isn't it a crafty badger?
Yeah.
We have a badger on the show. That seems like a better...
Doesn't make you think about wood.
Opportunity to, brand kind of support, kind of like cross-pollinating. It could be crafty beaver times hello from the Magic Tavern. Put that on a bottle of perfume or something. I don't know.
Usador, we don't pay you to think.
That's excellent news.
Artie, top five craftiest animals. Fox, badger, wolverine, mm-hmm. man.
Sure, okay. I'm glad that we made it into the
top
five.
You got in there.
Cobras, okay. Beavers don't crack the top 50, so I don't know why on earth we're assuming. Just because you prop a bunch of logs up at an angle and call it home does not make you an architect, okay?
What makes a cobra crafty?
They kind of sway back and forth, dance to the music. They're just feeling themselves, feeling their oats. Okay. They strike
pretty
fast.
Wait, hold on. This is a list of animals you want to fuck, isn't it?
Okay, so you saw through my one line through that sentence. All right. Note to self.
Look, if we're not going to make some sort of alliance with the Burger King, then who do you have in mind, Arnie?
Yeah, Arnie.
Well, I've been trying to reach out to any kind of royal that we've had on the podcast before. But, you know, some of them are harder to get in touch with than others.
All right, idiots.
What?
This bar is mine. Unless you want to get magicked into the ground, you're going to get out of here.
Do either one of you want to get magicked into the ground?
No. I think I want to get magicked into the ground.
How about you? No?
No. But okay. That adorable voice seems very familiar.
That's right. It's me. Bartholomew, the boy wizard.
Boy wizard? What? I thought you were a boy king.
Yeah.
Well, a lot's gone on since the last time I was on the show. Oh, boy, I've been through it. But I'm now the boy wizard and more powerful than you can ever imagine. And this tavern is now mine.
Bartholomew, it's wonderful to see you again. Please have a seat. But I must ask, how did you become a boy again? The last we saw you, you were, 40 or 50 years old, middle-aged, roughly?
Well, I mean, I was threatening you, and I do want you to leave so I can take control of the tavern.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sure, I mean, I'll give you a little...
We'll catch up a little bit.
While he's packing, I'll let you know what I've been up to. As folks might know, last time I, I am a boy... But not in years. My actual age is 135, but I know. I look great, don't I?
Yeah.
Like a great boy. Like a great little chubby-cheeked boy.
Oh, look at your little chubby cheeks.
All right, don't touch my cheeks. Oh. I will destroy you with magic. I'll magic you into the ground. Don't touch
you
the
mentioned
cheeks.
You mentioned your cheeks.
I didn't say touch my cheeks.
Yeah, but we just want to pinch them and notice my cheeks.
Guys, look at his wand. It's like twice as tall as he is. Look at the
wand. All right. Okay, I know. I'm cute compared to my wand. It's a very powerful wand. You won't think it's so cute when it's magicking you into the ground.
Okay.
Oh, he lifted it. Now he's slowly falling backwards.
My bottom.
He's hurting his bottom.
Let me help you up. Back into the chain.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so you're 138.
I'm 135.
Sorry.
And, I was cursed to appear as a boy. I was a petulant, cruel boy king. Mm-hmm. And then, through magic, I became a middle-aged man. And I lived happily for a while, but... Oh, boy, being a middle-aged man, not everything it's cracked up to be. I had to use a CPAP machine. Oh. You ever try sleeping with one of those?
Me personally, no. Arnie, have you ever used a... do you know what a CPAP machine is here in Foon?
No comment.
Me and my friends would get together. We'd just complain about our joints. I got a very expensive interest in microbrews. That was a bummer. I got divorced, and
I'm so sorry. Who are you married to?
Oh, but just a nice gal that I met online.
Mm-hmm. Is standing in line somewhere?
Yeah, we were standing in line on Bumble. We were standing in line at a beehive.
Sure, yeah,
to get
of course,
honey
yeah.
here in this magical world. Oh, I call beehive. It in line for Bumble.
And I'm sure that this, since you were middle-aged at the time, this is some sort of raw, unfiltered honey, very special, high-end brand that you can't get everywhere.
Of course, yes. It was local honey, and of course, local. Me and all my boring friends would get together and talk about local honey and microbrews and our joints, and the whole thing just fucking sucked. And, I got divorced, and if you've ever been back in the dating pool in your 40s, oh, boy.
I'm in my 350s and still in the dating pool.
And I know I am actually 135, but I appeared as 40.
Sure,
so I was dating people who were
in
their 40s. I appeared as 40.
It's hard. In that situation, I imagine it's hard for you to know, like, what the appropriate dating age is.
Oh, yeah. It's a real mess. But, you know, I thought 40 was safe.
Yeah, you go with your relative. When you've magically manipulated your age, Arnie, it's well known that you have to go with your perceived age because your mm-hmm. body and your mind begin to take on those attributes anyway. So your lived experience, while it may inform you beyond your years, you're still kind of living that 40-year-old lifestyle, like your back hurts, but you can still do stuff, but not all the time.
I go to music festivals, but I leave early.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you can only hear so many bards in one night before you're like, I'm tired.
But I don't need to worry about dating, nor joint pain, nor CPAP, no longer, for I am boy again. I have reboyed.
Reboyed?
Yes. I ventured through the forest, down the valley, and across the river to Boytown. And I said, please, sell me your finest boy potion. I sipped of the boy potion, and here I am.
That doesn't sound good.
I hadn't said it out loud until now.
Sure.
But I assure you, it was just sipping a potion out of a bottle to turn myself into a boy once more.
This is the first time I've heard of Boytown.
Yes, it's a whole town of eternal boys laughing, skinning their knees, catching frogs down by the creek.
Oh, yeah.
We kick the can. We chase little hoops down the street. We are boys eternal.
Oh, Arnie, you know you're close to Boytown when you hear a lot of nighttime tee-hees.
Oh,
so many tee-hees.
We stay up reading late at night.
Yes, with a candlestick under the sheets. Even though it's just the boys there, no one's stopping them from reading and looking
at
salacious
things. What about your
bedtimes?
Don't you have bedtimes?
There is no bedtime in Boytown.
Oh.
No mama and papa to tell us to go to bed. We stay up reading and, you know, kicking cans and catching frogs and eating tadpoles.
A lot of rolled-up sleeves and a lot of yayadas, I think, as well, sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here, we say.
With all your experience as a king, this seems like the perfect place for you to become a ruler once again.
Well, I tired of the boys and wanted to rule over a more competent society, so...
Sure, yeah.
I am now a student at the Jizzlenob School of Magic.
Oh.
Whoa, that's legit, Jizzlenob. Wow.
So wait, hold on. You didn't... At first I thought you were going to say, like, you know, I could have been king of Boys Town, but I wanted to be king of Mansylvania. But no, instead, went straight to Jizzlenob Preparatory Academy for Young Wizards?
That's right. I want to harness my inner magic and become the cruelest wizard king this world has ever known.
Oh, but what if you are a benevolent and lovely king who used your magic to make your followers' lives easier? Think of all the good you could do for the common folk.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm going to be a powerful wizard and shoot everybody with magic. Magic them into the ground. Fear me, I am Dartholomew, boy wizard.
So you've given up the title of king for wizard. Very well, then.
The plan is, the long-term plan, my five-year plan, is to acquire a kingdom via magical cruelty.
Sure.
And start rebuilding my legions, my empire.
Ooh. That's fair, because, because you're the king of the lost or the fallen kingdom of Grim Fallon, so you don't really have any followers.
Not at the moment, no.
Yeah.
But I am overtaking this tavern, and I will use it as my base of operations, so get out of here! Do you want a sample of the cruel magic of which I am capable?
No. We'll
seeing cruel magic.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll get out of your hair, but we do need to take a break before we leave, so why don't we take a quick break? I'm going to get you a high chair, because I can barely see your eyes over the table. So we'll be right back with some magic.
You guys don't want to see this cruel magic?
It sounds cruel. I mean, cool. Oh, wait, cool. I'm getting cool and cruel mixed up.
It will be cool looking, but it will be cruel.
Oh.
Arnie, tell me more about Mansylvania.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Arnie, it's sort of an orb that floats over your head while you're trying to sleep. And it shows you images of your father to help lure you back to sleep. So it's sort of a CPAP machine.
Oh, I see. So just seeing your pap helps you sleep.
Just seeing your pap and those good memories from your childhood. Assuming that they're good.
Mm. Or for some people, they're like, uh-oh, pap's going to be mad if I don't fall asleep.
Yeah, some people don't want to use it. Yeah, you don't.
Depends. Is there anything like, is there like a CMAP? Or a CMAM?
CMAM?
CMAM? Oh, let's not go down
this road. Let's not talk about CMAM today. Just for all the unpacking we'd have to do psychologically. But Bartholomew, thank you for sitting in the high chair. We, of course, will be out of your hair in just a moment, but...
It is a high throne when I am seated upon it.
Of course
it is. High chair when the boy wizard, who would soon be the boy wizard king, sits upon the high chair. It is a high throne.
It's a high throne, and here comes the dragon with some applesauce. The dragon's coming.
Right. Okay, I don't like that you're being patronizing, but I do want to have that nummy applesauce, so
so nummy. Yum, 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 yum. There you go. And then whenever you're ready, go ahead and just
He's got applesauce all over his chin.
I can wipe it off myself. Valen's you don't need to wipe it off for me.
He's just spreading it around
all over the.
Okay, would like you wipe it off forehead. For me, actually?
Yeah. And while we're still packing up and catching up, why don't I just take this wand away from you and give you this big lolly in its place?
No, I do want the lolly, but I will take it from you by force once you are terrified by my cruel magic.
Oh, I'm terrified here. You can never know.
Okay, let's see some cruel magic.
Okay, yeah. Get ready.
Okay.
Get ready to fear me.
You can do it.
You got it, buddy.
Nimbus Bimbus, have a hard time deciding where to eat. I have cast a spell upon you, one of the only spells I can do. It makes you not know where you want to eat. You're hungry. You know you're hungry.
I am
You
hungry.
Have options, but you can't decide where to eat.
Well, I was
going to
get
me.
The pub burger, but there's a question mark after it.
Yeah.
It's like that sort of lack of confidence doesn't make you want to eat here.
And I was going to go to the Bloated Rabbit, but Arnie seemed to have his feelings hurt, so I don't know if I want to do that.
I have thrown you into disarray.
I think the food here is gross, but also the food everywhere in Foon is gross. Where do I want to eat?
Oh, maybe delivery, but can I really afford to keep doing that?
Shit.
I don't want to eat at the Panda Express because the name and the Panda expressing itself onto my food doesn't sound particularly good.
I like it, actually. Okay, this is legit a good spell. This is actually working in a good good spell. Is.
Yeah.
I am terrified.
You've been thrown into disarray. Your ranks are confused. Fear me.
Maybe we'll just eat later. Want to eat later?
Yeah, we'll just eat. That might be what it is I already ate, so maybe I'm not hungry right now. That could
be
what...
You're not fearing me enough.
Yeah. Mew Mew, how long have you been a Jizzle Knob?
Okay, don't use my insulting nickname, Mew Mew.
Mew Mew Mew.
Don't do that either. It's Dartholomew. I would prefer Dartholomew, boy wizard who will soon be boy wizard king.
Of course you will.
It's a mouthful.
But it's respectful.
So, Dartholomew, the boy wizard who will be the boy wizard king.
Thank you.
How have you been liking it, a Jizzle Knob? And what house were you sorted into? Are you House Dingledong? Are you House Roaring God? House Cameltoe, House Chirpin' Bird. I'm remembering all these. I'm not reading them.
I am a proud member of House Chirpin' Bird. And, it was a little bit hard to get in. You see, Jizzle Knob, you got to be a legacy, right? You got to be a legacy.
Yeah.
Mostly. Your parents have to have been a notable wizard, and mine were not. But they do have a scholarship for orphans. So with my new boy facade, I just... had a meeting with the guidance counselor, and I acted real orphan-y.
Oh.
And now I have an orphan scholarship.
May I ask a follow-up question there? How do you act orphan-y?
Great question. A lot of coughing.
Oh, I see.
You,
a coffin with your parents in it?
You show them, you cough while showing a picture of a coffin. Yeah,
I don't know if two's a lot of coffins, but yeah, I guess so. I guess to a kid it seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you show them the coffin, you do some coughing, you offer to shine everyone's shoes.
A lot of biting coins, I think?
You bite a coin to make sure it's real. If you see a pocket, you pick it.
Oh, sure. A lot of extra.
yes, letting people know they should read all about it. And then you do a little dance. You do a jaunty dance throughout the town square.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good. I don't want to upset you, but I just don't know if you're aware. Jizzle Knob also has a Chode scholarship, where if your penis is as wide as it is long, you actually get in free as well. And I just assuming if you're a boy, that could be a possibility.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. I can get two scholarships.
Well, Dartholomew, I have some very
exciting. You have two Chodes.
Listen, I've done a lot of spells on myself, and my anatomy is now weird. It's inappropriate to ask me about my anatomy. It's
that
weird, okay?
That
young boy.
When you've magicked yourself as much as I have, turning from adult to child over and over again, some of your anatomy's going to be weird.
Yeah. Okay, I don't usually do this, but I am going to bring out the whiteboard. Okay, if it's as wide as it is long, that's Chode number one. And then maybe if it's as deep as it is tall, would that be the other one? How do we get to two... Class, solve for two Chodes. How are we getting to two Chodes? Anyone? Usador?
You're the teacher.
No, I'm a guy with a whiteboard. Yes? What was it?
I thought it was a riddle, and I thought the answer was a man.
Okay, we're going to put this whiteboard away. So how are classes going?
I'm excelling. I know all sorts of terrifying spells. You were thrown into a tizzy by Nimbus Bimbus have a hard time deciding where to eat.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's true.
If you thought that was bad, check this out.
Oh.
Nimbus Bimbus, think about your uncle.
Oh.
I'm making you all think about your uncle.
I guess I am thinking about my uncle.
I have a lot of uncles.
Whoa.
This spell's really disturbing for me because I don't have an uncle, but I'm thinking about my uncle.
It creates a false uncle to those who have no uncle. It creates a phantom uncle in your mind.
And he is terrible. I mean, he's the worst.
Yeah, real piece of shit.
Describe it. Yeah. Usador, what's so bad?
Imagine me, but his...
Oh, terrible.
Hold on.
But he's got my nose?
Imagine me, but he isn't wearing a hat, and he's not wearing robes. He just shows up in a T-shirt, and he's drinking an ale out of a rolled-up newspaper.
Is this like Crapdoor's dad?
I'm not related to Crapdoor. I love birds. Dinosaurs is birds, but I'm not related to Crapdoor. Okay. I'm not going to get into this again.
So hypothetical uncle, does he have a name? Is he Uncle Usador or something else?
Uncle
Uncle Bungleschmitz.
Oh, fuck, Uncle I thought it was going to be Uncle Dor. Uncle Bungleschmitz.
He shows up every Christmas, and he insists on, for Gunderstein, hitting everyone with the mallet, and you're like, no one wants to actually do that. You just sort of do it lightly, and it's just sort of like it's a tradition, but you don't really hit people with the mallet. He wants to hit hard.
Wow.
This guy takes it too seriously.
He takes it too seriously, exactly. Then he wants you to show you his new cart. And you're like, it's a very nice cart. I'm not really a cart guy. It seems fine. He's like, this cart goes 0 to 10 in about a minute. And you're like, that's fast for a cart, but I still don't care.
Yeah, that also means the horse is fast.
Well, yes. Yes.
Right? Am I crazy?
Yeah, that's true.
Or no, the wheels are well greased? I don't know.
You're not crazy.
Smart. Smart.
An aerodynamic cart is faster than one that is, less so.
Yeah, maybe.
But you're right. Horse speed probably has more to do with
it. I hate this spell, Dartholomew. And I hate that the...
yes! You are thrown into disarray.
I hate that the chirping birds taught it to you, because though I never attended Jizzlenob myself, being a fully born wizard, I would have been sorted into chirping bird. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. And I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that was an option.
But I'm...
Yeah, just not give a fuck.
But I love birds, and I love their beautiful sigil, the owl reading the encyclopedia, and he's reading the entry about kangaroos.
Last week, didn't you give away a bag of dead birds?
Yeah, Chunt, we've covered this extensively. I love birds, but I love talking to birds. I love that birds insisted there be a champion and brought me forward into this world. I love eating birds. I love cooking birds. I love putting them in barbecue sauce. I love killing them and giving them to a bone collector to get fairy dust that gets me small.
Okay. You can't just list birds. That doesn't make for good content.
Yeah.
Hey,
Arnie. Oh, let's get back to you two talking about where you're going to eat tonight.
Barbecue birds.
Arnie.
Yeah, Dartholomew.
Arnie, Chunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can
I
have a word with you in the corner?
Yeah, of course.
Please, let me
pick up my high chair and bring it in the corner.
Here, you take one, I'll take the other. Here we go.
Fine.
Okay.
I have had a notion.
Yeah.
A boy wizard's notion.
Okay.
And are you saying potion as a kid, or this is a thought idea?
This is a notion, yeah. Something
okay,
an
so
idea,
yeah, not an adorable way of saying potion.
But it could be the notion could have been put there by the boy potion.
Okay.
I could probably amass followers quicker if I had some fame.
Sure. Yeah.
How does one get fame? You go on a quest.
Fame. Quest, yes.
I mean, if there's another way, let me know, but I was thinking quest.
Well, there is Podpires, this new podcast by two vampires, and it is blowing up. I'd say quest or podcast.
Could
but
I get on
let's,
that?
Probably.
We've tried to get on Podpires. Even we can't get on Podpires. You got to know somebody. You got to, prove.
True. Yeah, I mean, if you, one, like, you, if you, you, have yeah, to if be you did a vampire. Improv with them, it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? If you suddenly, here's the thing: they're total vampire fuckers. Mm-hmm. They'll have a vampire on, and they won't care about you. But if you suddenly become a vampire, they're like, "Oh, you're their best friend, yeah, and they want to have you on the podcast."
Sure. Yeah. I know how that is. It's a story of my life, right? A quest, though.
Quest.
Yeah.
So to do a quest, I need an adventuring party, and every adventuring party is made up of three people. You know this.
Sure, of course. That's just basic math.
A man from Chicago, a talking mm-hmm. badger, and a wizard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say, you want to swap out wizards? You want to swap out that old man with the conical hat? For me, a hot and funky boy wizard who's just coming up? Think about it. Think about it. Let me slide in there, be your new wizard.
Yeah.
Put grandpa out to pasture.
Yeah.
We'll do a quest, we'll get fame, and I will become the king that I rightly deserve to be.
Dartholomew, I'm going to pick you up your right chair and put you over here. Well, I'm going to talk to Arnie. Just one second, please. Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
Where's your head at?
I mean, look, it seems like a horrible betrayal, but also, would the podcast be doing better if we kind of had a younger image, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's hip, he's cool.
Like, we're 9 years old and we haven't added a kid to the cast yet. I mean,
he probably knows all this cool lingo that everyone knows, but we don't know because we're not around you.
Yeah, like notion. I'm going to start saying notion all the time now.
Yeah. On business.
I'm grumping over here. I'm grumping.
Grumping. Arnie.
Grumping. Guys, we gotta be grumping.
What does that mean?
I don't even think I said it right.
If anything, we have to give him a shot. Let's bring everybody back to the table. Let's see if we can really notice the difference between youth and age, because
yes,
that might help our decision. Arnie, you want to grab that end of the...
So heavy for a boy!
How did it go over there? I got my hand stuck in this jar of prunes.
What the fuck?
Oh, prunes? That's the worst part.
Goddesses, damn it.
Gotta get my hand out of here.
Just let go of the prune.
I've been over here grumping and...
Grumping?
Grimpin.
Are you grumpy? Do you need a nap? Is it nappy time?
Seems like someone doesn't know what that means.
Oh,
interesting.
Oh. Isidore.
Wait, you two know what it means?
Yeah, we're totally grumping all
kind
the time.
Kind of. Yeah.
That's born grumping, I think.
You well, sir, I can't say this again. Let go of the prune.
Let go of the prune.
There.
I'll let it
your
go.
Hands out. Your hands out.
Very well. Let us take a quick break while I retrieve some diuretic. Other than prunes.
Last year, Law & Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The six-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
So, Dartholomew, the boy wizard that someday hopes to be the boy wizard king. I'm sorry, I'm still just thinking about Gromp, and I don't even have a good follow-up question.
Oh, well, I have a follow-up question. What is gromping?
I mean, I think it's, you know, if you have to ask, you probably wouldn't get it. Just something that young, hip wizards who attract a young, hip audience say.
So should I transform myself into a younger version of myself so that I can get it?
I mean,
would love to get it.
You could, but, like, it's mostly about vibes, you know?
Okay.
I just don't know that your vibes are right.
Vibes are right.
Yeah, Isidore, if I am being honest and I am chiming in, and not that it's a contest, okay?
Uh-huh.
We were over in the corner with Dartholomew. We were just talking about Upright Coffins Brigade, which is a vampire thing. You come off as too sincere. Does that make sense?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're always trying to make meaningful eye contact with one of us.
Okay.
You're just overly sincere. Like, if you could just, if every once in a while you could gromp, even if it's like once a week. Like, gromp once a week.
Oh, I can probably do that.
Okay. Okay, Arnell, I'm going to keep track here. So he is willing to gromp once a week.
Okay, so that's a point in his favor.
Okay, so that's a point in his favor.
What it is.
He is mumbling, though, so that's an old man, so I'm going to put that as a negative. And Darth Holmes rolling his eyes the whole time. Fucking classic. Fucking classic. So that's a point for him.
This guy over here. I'm always saying stuff like, this guy over here. Get a load of him.
Good. And I have to assume...
Check, please.
Holy shit. Yes. Okay, check, that's please. 2 points.
Why are we keeping score here? Am I in some sort of contest with Darth Holmes now?
Oh, so, No.
That happened.
Yes. Another point. And also a point. Arnie, I have to give him another point because we have to assume he's always gromping, right?
Yeah.
Gromping right now, bro.
And that's a clue. Arnie, that's a clue. So backwards.
I know what will put me back on the gromp scale. Here's a butterscotch candy for everyone.
Oh, it's so noisy to unwrap. Please, hurry.
Just think how loud that would be in a movie that started at 2.
Come on, finish. Just finish.
John, should we try to figure out, like, a distraction for Usador while we fully test out Darth Olamule as the third in our podcast thruple?
What are you thinking for the test?
I don't know. Like, what's something that could keep him busy for a while?
You're saying Usador or Darth Olamule?
Usador.
Two trying to keep me busy?
Usador, could you go find a giant jewel or something?
Yes, of course. I'll be back with a giant jewel before you can see.
But in the shape of a sword. Okay, that should last at least 10
solid,
minutes.
Solid distraction.
So what else do you bring to the party? Obviously some very useful spells,
slang, a pre-established audience. Again, I haven't been wizarding that long, but I have amassed some fans. I wouldn't call them followers yet, but I think, a lot of people are anxious to see what I do with my new skill.
Nice.
Where did you pick up these fans?
Oh, just, kids in my class who, think I'm really cool. I just definitely get invited to a lot of, dances and hangs and...
So young fans, which is something we could probably use more of.
Oh, yeah. And the, young fans, they're very, they're very loyal. They buy a lot of products. They always use promo codes.
Ooh, that could be... Arnie, that could be big. The trouble with our listeners, Arnie, is they keep growing up.
Yeah.
This could be huge.
They don't even know how to use a promo code.
Oh, yeah. If you listen, I think, your listeners, they're dropping off because they're listening to more, Slate shows and NPR shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes they just lose their hearing altogether because they're so old.
Yeah.
Damn.
That is 100% the progression. People go from Hello from the Magic Tavern to a Slate or NPR show. That's mm-hmm. the next
mm-hmm.
step.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately lose their hearing. That is rough business. Okay, so we are very interested in that. What about Usador is very handy in terms of he has a lot of connections. He knows a lot of people. What is it outside of Jizzle Knob? What is your friendship group like?
I think even at Jizzle Knob, I'm kind of like a lone wolf. A desperado, masterless samurai type.
Okay,
I'm not bringing a lot of allies, but I do have kind of a wandering, mysterious energy that I think people are really going to respond to.
Isn't that kind of my role?
I'm kind of like the cool outsider.
So. Oh, Arnie, sweetie, no, honey, no.
Well, then what am I?
You're like a fart guy.
You're like the fart guy.
You're the guy who's always farting.
Okay.
You're the guy who's saying something and he gets a pained expression and he lifts up, up like one hip and then, right?
So here's Arnie,
you're doing it right now.
This is making me so mad and I'm trying to not fart. And it's not easy.
So here's just an example of like a fun dynamic we could have. Like Arnie lets one rip.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, so that happened.
Right? Holy shit, that's good. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, that is awesome.
And obviously we're going to pivot to video too. That's, step one. And I'm going to look right down the barrel of the camera when I say that. So that happened.
I am.
Oh, come on, I'll say.
Huh. I'm I'm a little worried. So that happened, and then you also said check, please. I fear that that's sort of a set that, if this were a Venn diagram of you and I feel like there's some overlap in that set. So maybe, is that a role that I fill? Are you stepping on my toes?
Oh, the catchphrases.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, I think obviously, like, all of your roles are going to have to change a little bit. This is a new dynamic. So, like, maybe you leave the catchphrases to me, and you just stick to, like, you know, being the guy who looks for parking.
Ooh, I could do that.
Arnie farts, you look for parking, and okay. I say cool catchphrases that end up on T-shirts.
Oh, and sorry, one more before I retire. Farts and parking. Sorry, I just thought that was fun to say. Farts and parking. Now I'm done. And now I'm done. And I'm gonna.
I don't know if this is part of the cruel magic, but now I am suddenly second guessing why anyone listens to this podcast ever. These are the things that we bring to the table. Oh no!
I did it. I went to the Bloated Rabbit and I asked around if there were any quests for crystal swords, and it turned out that there was a portal directly to a hellscape beneath the Bloated Rabbit. And I fought a magma dragon down there, and I managed to defeat it and bring back this this ruby stored of Skeletor. There you go.
Okay, get it off
on
the table, please. Get it off the table, please.
Off the table, fine. I told me to get a crystal gem shaped like a sword, and I brought back the crystal sword of Skimitar, and what do you want?
Usador, why don't you ever do anything cool? You ever do anything cool?
I just fought a magma dragon by myself. Yeah.
But when you swung the sword to kill the dragon, did you say something fun and cool and young? Did you say, like, getting grimpy with it? What did you say when you killed the dragon?
Usador, you're making me so mad. I'm farting like crazy.
I said something very cool. That dragon was coming right at me, and I said, look, my tavern's parked right outside, dragon. Get off my lawn.
Oh, boy. That's what? We've lost Usador.
What do you mean?
Oh, we've lost Usador. That's the minute you say get off my lawn, that is, there's no coming back from that.
It was ironic.
Okay, so we should come clean. We were actually testing to see if we should go younger with our wizard. Usador, you are out. Dartholomew, you are in. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back with more Magic Tavern with Arnie, me, and Dartholomew. Actually, I don't know if we have a third ad. I just got so confident because Dartholomew is bringing in, I assume, more advertisers. So,
when I'm on the show, there's going to be another ad break.
What? This is absurd.
Would you do us a favor? Would you just do a Foon-based ad for us now?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. You ever want darts delivered to your house? Are you sick of going out for darts? Darts.foon. It's a website where you can get all kinds of darts delivered to your house. Poison darts, Cupid's love darts, even play darts for your tavern. That's right. I use darts.foon, and look at me now. My gut health has improved. I'm sleeping better, and I also have better relationships with those around me. Darts.foon. Use promo code MagicTavern63, darts.foon, today, and then you'll thank me. And also this show for all the sleep you get because you're sleeping better you don't stress out as much because you get darts easier.
This is madness.
Fuck me. Rhetorical question up top. Personal experience. Call to action.
He nailed every bit of that.
I know. And he did the copy word for word.
That's
all of
right.
That was exactly written
but
down.
But it sounded riffed, right? It
it's
sounded
true.
Like it was off the dome.
Yeah.
And that's the secret of these podcast ads. You know, you got to make it sound a little more personal.
I do have one concern about darts.foon.
Yep.
If they're delivering a poison dart to your home, does that mean they're just shooting poison darts into your home?
Ooh, yeah, that's how they get there so fast. They're fired.
Okay.
Like, that's why they get there in under a day.
It's handy.
Because as soon as the order comes in, they shoot the dart. So
smart. You do an ad.
Are you having trouble standing up from your chamber pot? If so, I'd like to introduce Steel Rod. Steel Rod can help you by placing it next to your chamber pot. Grab onto the rod and stand up with ease. Drag your withered bones up from your chamber pot where you just defecated what may be your last defecation.
So a cane, it's a cane.
That was kind of sexy.
I mean, I don't think that is an ad you would hear on a cool hit podcast. It's an ad you would hear on CBS, the Centaur Broadcasting System.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe the only way to resolve this is a wizard battle.
Oh, yeah. Death, Arnie, or what do you think?
I don't know.
Can I use the crystal sword I just got?
You do have that crystal sword. Oh,
fuck. Yeah, good luck, dude, because you might be thinking about your uncle for a while. And go.
All right, Dartholomew, prepare to meet your maker, for I shall slay you.
I'm still new, like, figuring it out. I'm, like, haven't been there that long. I've only been there a couple weeks, and I'm still, like, you know, figuring out where my classes are and getting all my books covered. So, like, I don't know. I haven't done a lot of battles, so, like, just remember that while we're battling, okay?
So you'd like to belay our battle until you feel prepared?
No, I can do it.
Well, no, by the wizard's code, if you must wait, you have upwards of 10 years before our battle must be completed.
Okay.
By the wizard's code, I swear that within the next 10 years, you and I shall battle to the death.
Okay, I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll see you in 10.
Or sooner, anytime. You want to do it tomorrow? It's totally up to you.
I do sort of like that. As we're sort of entering the 20th year of Hello from the Magic Tavern, that might be the perfect time to replace Usador with a boy wizard.
And I will be eternally a boy, for I have drank of the boy potion.
That's he's 135. True. You think he's young and hip?
Yeah, but I don't like act. You know, I don't know. Age is just a number, man.
Yeah.
Grompy was cool like 40 years ago.
Nuh-uh.
People
gromp now.
How many people are gromping right now?
These things are cyclical.
I'm doing it.
These things are cyclical.
Yeah,
they come back.
Gromping, the band Sublime. It all kind of comes back, right?
I suppose that's true. I suppose everything's cyclical. Fine.
Oh, and Arnie, there's a spot on the side of the tavern, and then in back there's two spots.
Hell yeah, Chunt. That's some good looking for parking, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, friend.
That's some good looking for parking.
Thank you so much. Ooh, feels good. I feel like I'm contributing.
Dartholomew, the boy wizard who someday hopes to be the boy wizard king, do you mind if we read an email?
Well, I don't know. What are you thinking? I kind of like my name and... You know, I have all my social media handles, but what are you thinking?
Oh, for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think we're going to keep you in the minors, and I think which is what we call all of our guests.
Well, kids are minors, so.
Yeah, we're going to keep you a minor.
A kid. When do you go back to school, by the way? When is Jizzle not back in session?
I'm cutting class right now to be here.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, like, if you guys could... pretend to be my mommy. Oh, fuck. I'm supposed to be an orphan. Shit. fuck. Ah, man. Ah, I don't know how I'm going to... I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, while I read an email here, listeners, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and send us a message there. Here's one. Dear Wally, Isidor, and Chut... With wizard immortality ended, can you finally kill Cam? Best wishes, Glenn.
So I assume their name is not Glenn.
And their best wish is to kill Cam? That's pretty good.
Is this someone that wants to kill Cam Newton?
You should wish for a million wishes. You got to wish for a million wishes.
That's a good idea.
So smart, more wishes. Arnie, what are you thinking?
I guess I'm wondering, I think if I'm reading through the weird typos in this email... That all seem intentional, if I'm being honest. Rude. They're suggesting that now we could kill Can the wizard?
I suppose, yes, I mean, Can has lost his immortality like all of the wizards. Genlevia, Jamelius, Tim Tam the Teal. All of us are now susceptible to a permanent death. Can amongst them, not different from any of the others. So yes, of course we could kill him. I mean, he's annoying.
Didn't Chunt already kill Can?
Yeah, didn't I? I killed Can? Oh.
Yeah, you did, but I think that was from a different timeline or from a later timeline.
We're in the future.
I'm not really clear on that whole thing because he seems to live through time. Speaking of things being cyclical, Can has lived through many lifetimes over and over again. Is this interesting to talk about?
Arnie.
Yeah?
If we bring Dartholomew on, we don't have all this baggage of 8 years of fucking lore from Usador.
That's true.
That's right. It's a soft reboot with me.
Arnie, wouldn't that work out great? That's true. And maybe we could be like, we can delete this episode and we can be like, oh, our neighbor's kid is here, or like my cousin, or like we can make him, you know, like a family member, introduce him, have him around the podcast for a couple months.
Well, he'll be like cousin Darth Alamu.
Yes.
I could do that. I could be a fake cousin for a while.
Thank you.
You know what? If you want this young boy, this young hip boy, you can have him. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
What? Usador? Chunt, the one thing we haven't been thinking about is the Usador spends a lot of time, like, saving us from being killed.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you'd probably help us be killed, right? Yeah. If you're being honest.
I would shove a knife between your ribs the first chance I get.
Yeah, that would do it. Okay, but how often does Usador make us think about our uncles? Once a year?
That's enough, right?
Fine. Usador, he's walking so slowly to the door, he's barely past the table. Usador, come back.
Oh, I don't know. I'll be at the door in 15 or 20 minutes, so I don't know if I can turn back.
Stop unwrapping that candy and get back here. Usador,
Unless someone says something very nice to me.
The weather outside is beautiful today.
You got me back.
He didn't say about him, he said to him.
That it was just nice. Just like a nice thing to say.
It was nice.
Yeah, nice time.
Just
nice.
Pleasant. Remind somebody to appreciate the weather. I mean, yes. You know, sometimes we don't stop and look around.
Who doesn't appreciate weather if not old people?
That's right. They love it.
Well, Dartholomew, before we send you back to Jizzlenob Preparatory School for young wizards, what's next on your path to taking over?
Well, this threw a wrench in some plans, but maybe I could take over the school from the inside, make that into a kind of fortress, hypnotize the students to bend to my will and use them as my magical army. Just kind of spitballing here, but that seems like that might be fun.
Well, I hope this never comes to pass, but if it does, would you join our quest to defeat the other wizards?
Okay. I mean, just like, talk to me and I need to see how much I have going on because I have to conquer the school, but
assuming
also
schedule permitting.
Yeah. Schedule. Yeah, sure. Yes, if I'm throw some dates and times my way and we'll see if we can make one work.
Okay. Now get the hell out of here before I have to spank you on your butt.
No, whoa. My butt. No, my bottom. My boy's bottom.
Get the hell out of here.
So that happened.
Check please.
Oh, I'm back. I'm back.
Spoiler alert, he wasn't back. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. King Dartholomew, the Boy King, was played by special guest Jordan Morris. Jordan is the author of the upcoming graphic novel Youth Group, with artist Bowen McCurdy. This YA horror comedy about teenage exorcists hits bookstores on 7/16, but you can pre-order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, they're still around, live and learn, or wherever you get books. More at bit.ly/youthgroupbook. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Oh, you think these supporters don't have names? What gives you the right? Well, feast your ears on names like Zarius Honeyset, Mr. K, Clayton Owen, Claire Woods, inventor of a large group of trees that's scary at night, Melanie Jessel, Jennifer Gray, Laura Angela Ramos, Nix Winters, Maggie Cunningham, Abby Mearns, Noah J, Jess Burgess, Peter Wilsnack, Brett, aka Rusty Bread, be careful Brett or Peter will snack on ya, William David Sweeney Samuelson, Trevor Gom, Eleanor Flood, Suzu Zoro, Dan Long, Emily Jordan, and Darren Weinkauf. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, one night in the museum of their choice to watch all the exhibits come to life, unless it's just paintings, in which case, wonk wonk, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. The most recent bonus episode is a video of Arnie, Chunt, Usador, and Flower playing the video game Lethal Company. Here's an audio clip from that very episode.
Oh, a gift for me?
It is. Come in here. Here, I can... let's see. Oh, I opened it. It's a bunch of bottles.
Can I read? Oh.
Now, here's the thing.
Arnie, you know I love...
I know you
love bottles because it kind of sounds like buttholes.
Mm-hmm, it's true. Don't go in the door on the left.
What left?
My left, because there is I don't know if you'll understand bullets or a turret, but there is a turret in there. So that. Oh no. I told him not to do that. Hello, anybody else? Did anybody see that but me? Oh god. Okay. I feel weirdly culpable in that. I did tell him not to.
Isn't it fun to discover people can be bad at more than one thing? To watch the rest, or to learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.